Good evening, everyone, and welcome to An Hour with an Angel. I'm Steve Becco. I should mention that I have something happening in my throat, so I may be a little gravelly. And I know my person I'm interviewing, Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love, also has some things happening with her throat. And Linda, how are you feeling? Are you you're certainly a trooper. You're willing to come on and do the show, but I know you're going through some health challenges.
Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah, I'm sick as a dog.
To put it bluntly.
Yeah. Not only in my throat, but in my chest and various places. And I'm sure that this is really related to what's happening energetically upon the planet and the physical changes that are taking place in each and every one of us. But, I have certainly had my health challenges. And, you know, every time something like this happens, it really reminds me of how stalwart, and to use Susie's word, stoic, those of us who have these chronic, really serious health conditions and challenges are. You know, in our lightworker community, we hear all the time people who have, you know, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, various forms of cancers, of allergies, of all kinds of things, and they, diabetes being one of the big ones, and they stick to it. You know, they put their head down and they keep going, and it's, so when these, you know, momentary or little challenges happen, it's like, it really reminds us of the strength of of these folks that are, I just, my hat's off to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? And of course, as you say, it's not only exacerbated by the conflict and brewing maelstrom that's in the very air, as Archangel Michael put it in my reading a few days ago with you. But ascension is happening, and that's bringing up symptoms as well. I mean, we're really in the thick of it right now.
We, as the mother has said very clearly to us, we are in the midst of our ascension, and it's time to be really claiming our ascension. And in terms of that, and I know that's what's going on with yours truly, is that there are some physical challenges or abnormalities or shifts, however you want to think of it, that are really taking place. And part of it is to make us stay still. And part of it is just to, you know, make us be more at rest so that these shifts that are taking place, mental, emotional, spiritual, perceptual, you know, in every area of our being, that we can pay attention to what's really important rather than, you know, all of us lead incredibly busy lives. I don't think there's any of us, you know, with the demands of the light work and what we think of as work and family and relationships and society. We all are really busy. So there are times when spirit and the company of heaven or our own guardian angels basically take us out of commission and say, okay, I want you to be still because I want you to listen. And I mean, that's certainly been going on for me for the last 2 weeks every night. You know, I've been having these conversations with Mother Mary on the new class that's coming up. So
yes, you were going to.
Only,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've is that happening.
Expanded it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay.
Tell us about it.
All right. As our listeners will recall, I don't know, I think it was sometime in late November when we were having a show with Sanat Kamara on this very station in Light Radio. And he surprised us all, and especially me, by coming on and saying, and by the way, early in the new year, we will be doing a class on universal laws. And I thought, okay, that's fabulous, because we know that universal laws isn't some codified, you know, set of volumes that we keep on a shelf. It's our toolkit in terms of how we create. And so that was, you know, welcome news. And so I began working on that class. But what's happened has been a creation process really in and of itself, because, oh, I don't know, about 3 weeks ago, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, Mother Mary's standing by my bed, and she's saying, we're not just talking about universal laws. It's time for you to really learn how to create and co-create with me in my method, in my way, in my approach. And it's like, oh, my God. And so how this class has grown and expanded is in some ways even taking us back to first principles. In some ways, I feel like I've been working on this class, on the material for this class, for 15 years, because I first taught the first How to Create class in 2003.
Wow.
So it's taking the whole body of information and insights from the universal laws, plus the creation formula, which the council taught us and has been teaching us for years on end, and bringing that with our ascended self consciousness into this place of conscious creation with the Divine Mother. I am so blown away. I may not ever sleep again. the breadth of the energy that she's bringing forward for us to literally take, I think at this point she's saying, 3 projects, a universal project, a very small practical personal project, and then a bigger personal project, and to bring those over the course of 9 weeks, from formulation of inspiration and intention to manifestation and fruition.
So it's interesting, you know, Linda. It is huge. If one thinks of going into the fifth dimension as being born, then we're now being given a spoon and a little bowl of applesauce, say, and we're now being allowed to scoop the applesauce into our mouth. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're just learning the basics of life on the fifth dimension. Is that not the case?
Well, I would say the seventh dimension.
The seventh dimension
is really the place where we're anchored, and it's the place of the Christ consciousness, and it's the place of love. The fifth dimension is the place of change. So are there elements of the fifth? Absolutely. And are we learning? I think one of the most exciting pieces of this is that we're really claiming our inter-multidimensional selves to be able to move in between the dimensions and really create and co-create in this various realities. But it has nothing to do with the old third. I mean, when the mother told us to stop looking over our shoulder, to stop looking back, and to look forward is in terms of what we're bringing forth and what we're creating and what we're anchoring in terms of no birth. I mean, she wasn't kidding. She wasn't kidding. So the class is going to start on February 24th, and it's going to run for 9 weeks. And it's not a class like Core Issues. It's not a class about processing your vasanas or what you need to get rid of. This is a class about really stepping up and creating what we want to bring forth.
Right.
So I am jazzed.
That's great. Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And I have wanted something on the creation formula. I, as you know, just finished a book of your material on the universal laws. And I've been feeling this, there's something left out. You know, this is fine to change the situation and transmute and do this and that. But what about creating? And of course, you've given the creation formula over the years, but I need some do some push-ups in it, some exercise to actually get
back
going.
And I think that's exactly what we're doing, is that we're melding. We're melding the creation formula with the universal laws.
We're
walking
through
them, but how that works together, and especially not as unconscious interdimensional selves, which, you know, we've been doing for years, but really bringing it into our everyday conscious reality about how do we operate? How do we operate as Nova beings? Because as our ascended self, and I know Michael's going to talk about this today, but it's different. It's really different. I am hearing from dozens of people every day, and I'm sure you are too, who are saying, I don't know what's going on, and it's not something I can describe in two sentences, but I feel different.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yes, we're on our way. Why don't I give you time to... Was there anything else you wanted to mention here?
Oh, I think that's plenty.
Okay. Well, maybe Susie will grant us an extra 5 or 10 minutes just to tack on to the end of the show and give Michael as much time as we possibly can. And our guest today is, as I said, Archangel Michael. Probably here to talk to us about being in the midst of ascension, but other topics as well, I'm sure. Welcome, Archangel Michael.
Greetings, I am Michael, Archangel of Peace, Warrior of Love, Bringer of News, Brother and Ally, Friend, Beloved ones, I come on behalf of the Mother. I come on behalf of the entire Legion of Blue. I come on behalf of the Council of Love, the Company of Heaven, to embrace you, to support you, to renew you, to fortify you, to uplift you, and to reassure you, to repeat yet again, beloveds, you are in the midst of your ascension process. In many ways, you have probably done more in terms of this ascension process, actively and proactively, in the last few months than you have done in many, many years. No, that is not to eradicate or to minimize all the attunements, the adjustments, the stellar hard work, the integration, the expansion that each of you have undertaken. And that has been a very deep preparation phase. And that preparation has been of necessity. Yes, always of choice, but also of necessity. If you are not grounded in the fullness of your being, if you have not grounded, claimed, assumed your mantle of divine authority, and yes, what can be thought of in many ways is your mantle of moral authority. And I do not mean this in the divisive way that so many human beings have used this. It is the anchoring of the acknowledgement of your divine self in form as angel, as human, as gatekeeper, as hybrid. As you anchor in the divine knowingness of who you are, as you anchor in that alignment of choice and free will with Supreme Source, One, Mother, Father, the Trinity that includes thee, all of this catapults you. As you turn to us, as you turn to the Mother, and you say, well, what's next? And what's next, beloved, is the claiming of the fullness of this ascension. And it is a choice. It has always been and will continue to be a choice. What you have thought of and what you think of as the portals are wide open, and they have been for some time. And as we have said to many of you, you have been flying back and forth through these portals, bringing the energy to the collective for some time, for years, for some of you. But there comes a point, a choice point, an energetic point, a decision point, at which you proceed through those portals, and it is the divine portal of love. Let us frame it that way, that you move through that portal, and in your heart choice and decision, you basically choose to remain in that state of wholeness. Now, that does not mean, because many of you, instead of looking at that light switch, remember we have talked of the dimmer switch. It does not mean you are in the full expansion of your ascended self. This is something that you are doing together, yes, and in concert with your sacred self and with us, and particularly with the Mother, Father, One. So do not think, oh, I can't be claiming my ascension. I cannot be in the process of my conscious ascension because I do not feel full enlightenment. That is not the process that you are proceeding through. Let us go back a little bit. No, not to rewrite or even to revisit history, but understand you, each of you, sweet angels of light, as a collective, made that decision in December of 2012 to proceed and to ascend as one. And that has been, well, it has been an interesting, very spiritually mature, evolved decision. But we would be remiss if we would not say that in that collective, mostly unconscious decision, there most certainly has been a lot of push and pull, a great deal of recalcitrance, which, because it is clearly identified, in fact, in some ways, has been the easiest thing for us to deal with and to understand. Then there has been those that have been reluctant, and then there have been those that have simply positioned themselves as disinterested. And then there has been what you perceive as a small force of determined, stalwart, uplifted group of light workers and love holders who have continued forward, who have continued forward in that forward thrust, regardless of what has been perceived as obstacles or detours or delays, and you have continued. And this can never be underestimated. Now, was it anticipated completely? Because those upon the planet at this time, regardless of lineage or even emotional leanings, from the brightest light worker to the deepest recalcitrant, are the strongest of the strong. Their sole decision, and the reason why that collective decision to proceed as one could even be made, was that in the strength of their deeper, perhaps unknown, unconscious self, was the determination to ascend as one, to fulfill the Mother's plan, to build Nova Earth, to renew the love, to acknowledge that they are the love, and to be and to live as the love. And what that means in the creation of Nova Earth and Nova Being is that there is no room for force, for hatred, for greed, when we have told you repeatedly that the old grids, that the false grids and the false paradigms have evaporated, have been dismissed. We are not simply speaking metaphorically. Now, how does this happen? How does this forward thrust of conscious claiming of ascension happen when there still appears to be so many that are trying to re-engage or continue to engage with those old false ways? Think of it in terms of your own understandings of what you often perceive as loss. Think of when you have felt grief or even abandonment or despair. Think of when you have lost a loved one, either through the passage of death, or simply because of choice, and how your heart, your consciousness, has grieved, and how you have reached out and tried to recapture that person, even when in death you know that they have certainly gone to a higher and much more joyful state of existence. But you, in life, in your personality, egoic, human self, yearn for the person or yearn for the relationship that is no longer in existence. And there is this sense of looking back and saying, but I don't want this change. I want what I know. I want what is comfortable. And I don't care if they've gone to a better place. I want them back. So it is with those that are trying to engage with the old paradigms. They aren't looking forward. They aren't saying there is new opportunity, new relationships, new expansion. They are looking over their shoulders and saying, but I want what I want. I want what is familiar. I want what is comfortable to me, where I know how to operate, even if it's at the lowest level and the lowest common denominator. It made me feel powerful. It reinforced my ego. That is why the mother is saying, for those of you who are leaning and leading the entrainment, do not look back. Yes, you look and glance occasionally with compassion. You send the love. But you do not engage with those that are not of love, understanding that they are in their own unfoldment and process. And as those embers, those dust mites dissolve, they will find themselves required by practicality of existence to look forward or to simply be in the present reality. Often, because it has not been fully written, there has been a potential for all ascension of all human beings, the collective of 7 to 8 billion of you, to simultaneously ascend, to be through that portal at once. And that has certainly been a potential scenario. That is not how this is unfolding. And you have had many indicators of that over the past couple of years in particular. So there is a sense of the collective, yes, think that is a very large group to be passing through the eye of the needle all at once. So there are many of you who are leading the way, who are claiming that ascension, that level of higher, fuller, broader consciousness, that full conscious awareness of love and of what you as Nova being are truly capable of. And in that consciousness, you feel significantly expanded and different. Now the preparation for that has been through many attunements and primarily through the mother's tsunami of love. There is a reason why she has been filling you and filling you and filling you with clarity and purity and grace so that you can consciously hold this vibratory rate of expanded self and that you can be in the fullness of your interdimensional self, not restricted. Whether it is 7 or 5 or 10 or 3, it matters not, because the ascended self consciousness is learning how to access the entire realm of what it means to be human. Not in the old grid of 12-12, but in the higher octave of existence. So you are claiming, you are choosing with your divine right, your birthright, to be in a greater sense, a fuller sense of who you are. And in that, you are leading the way for those that are coming forth into this new realm of existence. There are many stories and many mythologies that speak of these type of migrations. And that is what you are doing. You are leading this ascension migration, knowing that you are fully equipped and prepared. And you have been. Now, does that mean that you know everything to expect? No. because it is intended to be not only a collective journey, not only the fulfillment of the mother's dream, it is intended to be the fulfillment of your mission and your dream and your adventure. It is intended to be expansive and delightful, filled with new choices and new decisions and new undertakings and new creations of what it means to be human, to be angel in form. So is it all written? Is it all fated? Absolutely not. But you have been given a much broader palette upon which to work, a much broader existence, a new realm of existence. Now we know that this is a lot for you to comprehend. And yet you have been saying to us, Mother, Mikael, Gabriel, I am feeling as if my perception has shifted. What is it? And this is what it is, sweet ones. So where do you wish to begin this day?
Boy, wow. Well, I guess I've been very good in not interrupting you, by the way. I felt very much like interrupting you when you said that we're not going to the old grid of 12-12. This is, again, it sounds like, another aspect of a totally new environment that's opening up, is it not, Lord? The fact that we're not going to the old grid of 12-12?
That is correct. Your grid of 12-12 has been a period, a long period, of completion. Now, that does not mean that the realm of human existence, of 12 dimensions, and 12 planes within each dimension is available to you, but you are doing it from a place of divine union. So think of it in this way. You are in the 13th octave. You are in the place of divine union. We don't care what you call it. You are unified in the heart of Mother, Father, One. But you have not chosen to finish your reintegration, your final reassimilation back to the One. So you are not abandoning your physical form. So you are saying to the Mother, Father, us, all, yourself, saying, I still want to complete my promise to the Mother. And by the way, I want to go and see and contribute and build to see what Nova Earth looks like. Now that planetary system, that Gaia system, is a system, think of it in some ways, as a system that is closed to some extent, although it has very penetrable boundaries, that includes 12 dimensions, and within that many, many levels. I'm going to go there, and I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to create all kinds of things. I'm going to create new ideas. I'm going to explore new ideas. I'm going to explore new forms. I'm going to explore beauty. I'm going to explore mastery. I'm going to hang out with the masters. I'm going to walk with them, and I'm going to see what it's like to be in the fullness of that realm of existence as it was originally designed. It is entirely a different landscape. So is it a lot to comprehend? Yes. And is it exciting? Is this what you have waited for? The answer is yes.
Well, Lord, can I take it a step further, please?
Yes, by all means.
All right. So here we are, intrepid explorers. We're in our galactic canoes, and we've come down this river, and we're in this new land. Now, the people behind us, so to speak, you know, back in the cities or whatever, have we left them behind? That's number one. And number two, are there any natives? Are there any people? Are there any things to be found already in this new space? Or are we going to create the entire environment? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you are saying.
Oh, good.
You want to be a voyageur.
Yes. Well, yeah. I think I must have signed on for that.
The environment, as you would think of it, is already present. So think of it, yes, let us pretend, imagine and be inspired that you are literally finding a new planet or a new continent. So you are the explorers, and you have chosen to go forward and basically explore and get the lay of the land. Now, if you are thinking of native people, indigenous people, what we would suggest to you is that the indigenous people that you will encounter are your guides, the elementals, the animal spirits, the tree spirits, the masters who are walking in the woods and hanging out on the shores, your galactic and intergalactic brothers who you will be able to perceive more easily. So there are some peoples, if you would think of it that way, along the journey to assist you. And there are those who have been very early explorers who have already gone forward, that you will discover along your way, that have set up a welcoming campsite so that you have somewhere to land and to sit by a fire and share a meal and to share the excitement of the insights of what they've already discovered. But this is a little aside. The entire idea, the plan, is and hasn't been for you to have what you have thought of in the old ways as gurus. Are there fellow guides? Are there fellow teachers? Are there fellow travelers? The answer is yes. But you are the explorers. This is you claiming your journey. So will there be landmarks? Is the environment already established? The answer is yes. But are there numerous discoveries, and is there room for such expansive discoveries that will excite you, surprise you? Yes, most certainly. So you are in a new realm of existence. And it isn't that we want you or suggesting to you that this is simply a spiritual journey. This is a journey, the amalgamation, the integration, the anchoring of all parts and elements of yourself are material. So you aren't merely taking this is a spiritual journey, as a subconscious or unconscious journey, as a vision quest. This is a physical journey.
Well, I think we have a parallel to this, do we not? And Matthew Ward, for instance, has talked about it from time to time. And the afterlife literature generally talks about it at great length, that there are higher beings who create the environment And of course, Matthew Ward is a consultant on creating environments. In the fourth dimensional afterlife, and we go into an environment that's already, to an extent, created, and then we work upon it ourselves and add further creations. Is that a parallel to what you've just described? Have
yes,
higher beings?
That is a good way to think about it.
Okay, so how long have you been working on designing this environment, and who do we have to thank for it?
No, this environment has been in existence since the mother and Gaia birthed this reality. So it is not a brand new environment, beloved. What is happening is you are finally seeing the environment and experience the environment as it truly is.
Okay.
Because you have been, to use metaphorical language, you have been blind and deaf. So you could not perceive it. Think of an individual, and it can go either way, who lives for their entire life within the confines of a squalid urban environment. And they believe that that is what the entire planet is. And then one day, a beloved friend or uncle comes along and says, I am taking you on a trip. We are moving out of the city. And they go and they discover the lush, rich countryside filled with green and rivers and big sky. That is what is happening. Similarly, if there is someone that has only lived in the countryside and all of a sudden they're being taken to a magnificent city of light, it feels as if it is a brand new environment, but the environment has been there for a very, very long time.
Aside from our guides waiting at the campfire to help us warm up, are there other residents in this new land?
Yes, but residents that has not been previously visible to you.
Okay. Gee, and I thought it was an absolutely brand new space, but I'm actually happy that it's already prepared.
It is completely prepared. There have been many references to this over time. So, yeah.
Can you name a few that, you mean visions of it?
No, I mean such as the banquet is prepared, the house of the father is prepared.
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes, the wedding feast is prepared.
It most certainly is. And we are inviting you to come and play.
Can I ask you about a seeming anomaly, Lord? And that's that it's sometimes said we're in the fifth dimension, sometimes said we're in the seventh dimension. If we were in either dimension, I would expect a lot of the recalcitrants to be keeling over. I would expect that their bodies could not stand the refined vibration. And yet we don't seem to be losing any appreciable number, well, not more than the ordinary, in the ranks of those who are resisting the vibrations. Am I correct in what I just said, or am I incorrect?
Understand that the construct that you, and when I say you, I mean you who are consciously choosing your ascension, are operating in, is this multidimensional reality. Those that are still looking back and throwing their anchors, trying to attach to those vapors of non-existent reality, are trying to anchor very much in the old third. So that is because we are not overriding. This is the primary directive of the mother. We do not override free will. So in their free will, They are choosing almost to encapsulate themselves in that lower vibratory rate. Now, are they being penetrated? The answer is yes, but it is at a very subtle level, because think of it in this way. They are constantly filling their field with what we would call debris or detritus. You can feel, so they fill themselves with this less than energy. So there is not the same flow because it is very dense. So they are not being penetrated because as soon as they feel that higher dimensional energy, it literally often makes them feel sick, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually sick, ill, out of balance. So they revert. But they are nevertheless being penetrated. There comes a decision point at which, because the very air of the unified grid is of a higher frequency, of a higher interdimensional vibratory rate, that they can no longer maintain that attachment to the illusion. And in that, they either come forward or simply let go of their physical forms. And you were at that transition. You are at that point, and that is the entire point of having those of you who are consciously choosing your ascension to go forward, because you have started that forward thrust. There is a beginning and an end to this line.
Yes. This is what Seleucia called the time of separation, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, it is one of the ways in which you describe it.
Huh. Boy, oh boy, that is a lot to take in, isn't it? So we're in the middle of ascension. So therefore, what comes next? What is? You surely have an idea. You must have an idea of the process that lies ahead. Can you tell us anything about it?
What you are doing, and again, this is with your choices of free will. And beloveds, as your brother, as your ally, as one that assists you in this journey, let me also say that there is so much excitement on this side. There has been impatience. Yes, we do know the meaning of impatience on this side for this to come to fruition and for this choice point to truly be made of the claiming of your birthright. You begin to perceive in a much broader way. And might I suggest to you that there is a sense of calmness, and including all these divine qualities that we have spoken of at length, so you may feel that there is deeper surrender, or broader forgiveness, or greater joy, broader trust. All of these in your sense of self are expanding. And as you look at situations, rather than becoming either engaged or in some situations even enmeshed in what you might have thought of as drama, you are increasingly becoming the observer of what is fading away. It does not engage you. And the reason it does not engage you is because it does not feel like love. So your choice points and what you wish to engage in, think about, participate in, create and co-create, is becoming more and more and more of, is this love? Does this give me a greater quotient of joy? Does this help other people? Or is this simply participating in something that does not give an upliftment to the collective? Is this the example, the embodiment of the mother that I wish to be? This greater sense, in the midst of all this chaos, this greater sense of pervasive calm is your biggest litmus test to know that you are proceeding forward. In that sense of what we would call pervasive spaciousness, you begin to look around. And with those you love and cherish, and you may not even know them, you're saying, now what do I want to bring forth? What do I want to experience? What present, what beautiful creation do I want to bring up to the mother? What do I want the mother, the father, the legions of light, the seraphim and the archangels, the masters? What do I want them to bring forward with me? Because now we are in this closed system that is so much bigger than I thought. So what is happening to you is where this very subtle feeling of where do I want to put my focus? Where do I want to put it? What do I feel like doing? And it is a feeling in the biggest sense of the word. Not simply egoic or emotional, but in the truest sense of who you are. You're feeling the upwelling of your deepest desires, of the tangibility of what your mission can and does look like. And there is a sense of smoothness that what was perceived or observed as obstacles seem to be disappearing into the mist. That what you need or feel you require is simply a matter of reaching out and bringing in. So it is a greater sense of empowerment, of capacity. So it is working in the external environment, but feeling that that generation is coming from within. That you aren't waiting on the externals because you know how to access what you need. It is truly an amazing sense of who you are.
That is amazing, Lord. Lord, I know there are many listeners, many readers, because I read their email, who are really hanging on. You know, some are homeless, some are staring that prospect in the face, etc. One of the questions I think they have is, are the accountability activities now going on around the world, I suppose, are they going to affect the reval? Are they going to postpone the reval for months and months or even weeks and weeks? Do you have anything for them on that?
What I am suggesting to all of you is to reach out and get what you need. Feel that you are locating it and bringing it into your life, into physicality. Do not get distracted by these external unfoldments. Claim what is yours. right now.
Okay. Whew, it's been a long journey.
It has been an extraordinary. And when we tell you that this has been rather rapid, think of the hundreds of thousands of years this has been coming forth, and how you repeatedly, as bright angels of the Lord, have said, I will go, and I am determined, and I am going to break through this false picture that has been erected about what it means to be human. You are doing this.
I remember reading a passage, either in Silver Birch or Imperator, I think it probably was Silver Birch, who talked about going to a very large meeting at which just what's happening right now was being discussed. So the ascension was being discussed. Could you tell us a little bit more about how we, who are here now, came to be aware of this ascension, when that was, and what the form took of our asking to be included? Was it just a simple wish sent to the mother, or did we have to appear before a board or something? Do you know what I'm saying? How did this all come to be?
It was not a written exam. Think of it as a repeated, and I do mean repeated, declaration. So many of you, both on and off planet, have declared this to the mother time and time again. And if I just take you briefly back to the original fall of what you can think of as the creator race, as far back as that time, out of form, in spirit form or etheric form, you said to the mother, I know this is not the plan. Let me go back and work it and see what we can do to restore love. So this has gone on for a very, very long time. But let us talk about those of you who are on planet, whether you are 90 or 1,000 or 2 or 1 month old. You have declared yourself to the mother. It hasn't simply been a matter of us or any of the legions or the mother simply tapping you on your shoulder. It has not simply been you in consultation with the mother and your guides saying, I will go. And in some ways, yes, the vision of a very large meeting in terms of what will it take to break through this has taken place. But it hasn't simply been a group declaration. That has been part of it. But it has been a soul to soul to soul, universal self declaration to the mother, with full knowing, not conscious knowing in form, but out of body, full knowing of what was entailed, and that it wasn't fully written, and that there would be twists and turns and many challenges. And a declaration to the mother of saying, I will go. And I will go because of love. I will go because I am love, because I am you, because I wish to anchor your plan, your energy, your essence, your DNA fully, completely, not here and there, now and then, but fully back upon Terra Gaia. That has been your declaration. And it has been your promise. And that is how it has come to pass. You are the bravest and the most stubborn and the most stalwart and the gentlest and the truest and the most capable.
Thank you for that, Lord. I want to hark back to a question I asked you earlier because I was so enthralled with your answer that I forgot about the question itself. Is the reval going to be postponed because of the events of accountability? I think there are a lot of listeners who would like to know about that.
No, that is not the case. Stop
that
paying attention to that which does not concern you.
Okay. All right, so it's not the case that accountability is pushing back the reval. That's the answer that I wanted. I think we're nearing the end of a most exhilarating program, Lord. Is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
Claim your birthright. Claim your ascension. We have only just begun.
Mm-hmm.
Go with our love and go in peace. Farewell.
Thank you, Lord. Farewell.